Going to continue on now with a new album. This one is from The Bad Plus, maybe known for doing a lot of covers. And this time they've dedicated the entire album to their interpretations of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. And we're going to hear four movements from this piece. Of course, The Bad Plus is Reed Anderson on bass, Ethan Iverson on piano, and David King on drums. If you've never seen them live in concert, you really should do it. It's hard to appreciate the music and the difficulty and complexity that they bring to the table that you can really see if you see them live. So this is Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's The Rite of Spring, as interpreted by The Bad Plus. As I mentioned, Bad Plus being Reed Anderson on bass and electronics, Ethan Iverson on piano, and David King on drums. Really quite an amazing recording, as composed by Igor Stravinsky. And we heard four different movements from this. There are 11 in all, divided up in two parts. From the first part, which is Adoration of the Earth, we heard the Augurs of Spring and, let's see, the Sage Dance of the Earth. And then the second part is The Sacrificed, and we heard Mystic Circle of the Young Girls. And the final movement of the piece is Evocation of the Ancestors, Ritual Action of the Ancestors. But yeah, pretty amazing. The Bad Plus, this time going out of their comfort zone and doing Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. All right. Time now is 6:28. You're listening to WHUS, and the name of the show is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. All right, let's get back to the music. I acquired a couple new CDs, or I don't get CDs anymore, downloaded a couple new albums. One was from Rez Abbasi, one of our favorite guitarists, who always puts a Mideastern or Indian, his family is from Pakistan, so a Pakistani influence in his music. And then another one is one from Rudy Royston, one of my favorite drummers, and he has a new album called 303, which is happens to be the area code of Denver, Colorado, where Rudy Royston hails from. So we're going to hear some selections from these albums, starting with Rez Abbasi. As I said, the name of the album, Natural Selection. We're going to hear one called Lament, and that will be followed by his version of Punjab. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, that is Rudy Royston, who's a great drummer. Maybe not too well known, but I've been following Rudy's career in jazz for a few years now. And when he was with J.D. Allen, really a fine drummer in a very intense trio, J.D. Allen's trio. But this is Rudy Royston's first release as a leader. Name of the album is titled 303. And that has, along with Rudy Royston on drums, we've got Sam Harris on piano, Yasushi Nakamura on bass, Mimi Jones also on bass. There's two bassists on this album. John Irabagan on sax, Nadja Nordhus on trumpet, and Ner Felder, another fine player who's maybe not well known, on guitar. So that's on Greenleaf Music. Just released a couple weeks ago, Rudy Royston's 303. Before that, we heard from Rez Abbasi, the guitarist, with a Pakistani influence in his playing. And we heard a couple tracks from his new album, starting with Lament. And then that was followed by Punjab, which is a Joe Henderson composition. And that's from Rez Abbasi's acoustic ensemble, featuring Rez Abbasi on acoustic guitar, Bill Ware on vibes, Stefan Crump on acoustic bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. I'm really digging this Rudy Royston album, so we're going to close out the show with a couple more tracks from that album. We're going to start with Miles to Go, and that'll be followed by 303. All right, that'll do it for tonight's show. Stay tuned for Tangled Roots coming up next here on WHUS. Good night, folks.